Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Attention! It's the end of the show show. The end of the show show. The end of the show show. The end of the show show.
Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show. Yeah, talking about what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. I'm Gregor. I'm host of Mornings on 107.7 The End. Nerd talk in the news and a whole lot more. Plus, I'm ready to make some silly freaking jokes. Let's go. Let's see, there was two stories that really dominated my feed over the weekend. God, I spent too much time on the internet. But those two stories, one was about this this flat earther guy who built the rockets, Mad Mike Hughes. He was trying to prove that Earth is flat by launching his own steam-powered rocket up to some elevation. 5,000 feet was the ultimate goal before then releasing a weather balloon that he would ride up to the point where he could see the curvature or the flatness of the Earth and prove all those scientists with their measurements wrong. I do feel badly for the guy because no matter how much I might think he's an idiot for not believing the accepted basic physics and calculus that prove that the Earth is round. Disregarding that, he did say that he was going to go up there. Two reasons. He did say he was going to go up there, and if it was the ball Earth, that he would admit that he was wrong and being an idiot, and I appreciate that. And two, there's got to be people who, like, besides just his immediate family or whatever, that are so bummed today that he's gone from that. And anytime you lose anybody, that sucks. Whether they were in a steam-powered rocket that they shot up themselves or whatever. More about that in Nerd Talk. Obviously, we have to talk about that. I do just feel badly for the guy, though, because, I don't know, he's doing more. It's tough because it's like misplaced, like troubled feelings I have. Because he's doing more than just talking about it on the internet. He's actually taking action. I mean, he's not using the same type of engineering and physics that the NASA or SpaceX or Blue Horizon, what's it called? Blue Origin, yeah. All those use. He's just taking it on himself and right out. But more importantly, we've lost that limousine stuntman, and that's a weird thing that makes America rad. So more about this again in Nerd Talk coming up. The other rad story is from ice hockey, about this Canadian backup goalkeeper that came on to get his first ever NHL win. It's real heartwarming. Here, we'll get to that here in a second after we do some wiener talk.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Issaquah Super Wholesaler. Costco is home of rad deals on bulk products, but also lots of people love taking advantage of their super cheap food court. Slice of cheese pizza, hot dogs, acai bowls. The retailer announced that they will no longer let non-members slide in line for cheap eats. Now look, they've always required a membership, but they've been looking the other way. Now they're gonna start to enforce it. Now, while you're cramming Costco wieners in your mouth, a retired Marine is busy setting the Guinness World Record for the longest plank. A plank is like a push-up, only you don't go up and down. 8 hours, 15 minutes, and 15 freaking seconds. Holy crap. To get there, the 62-year-old George Hood worked out 7 hours a day for 18 months. Yo, 7 hours a day is like an entire season of The Office streaming on Netflix. And finally, we could talk about the Sea Dragons dropping to 1-2 after losing at home on Saturday, but I think the bigger sports story from the weekend involved the hockey team Carolina Hurricanes having both their goaltenders go down injured. I'm calling on the backup keeper, the arena Zamboni driver. He drives that ice truck that fixes it and makes it look all shiny. 42-year-old David Ayers came on in the second and gave up goals on the first two shots he faced, but settled in to stop the next eight and pick up his first ever NHL win. What a legend, that guy. It's like a dream come true, being in the stands and someone points to you and goes, you're up next. Listen, I know the Mariners were bad last year, but I'm kidding.
You just got newsed.
Here's a headline I just found. I will cough on you. If you call the police, I will cough on you. Coronavirus. Alert, Florida man arrested for robbery using his cough as a weapon. This is the dangkingnews.com, so I don't know how much I trust this, but that is a funny headline to see pop up. I know that coronavirus isn't funny, but also... I was talking with, I'll just say a friend of mine, just to make it easy on everybody. And she was like, oh man, that traveling dance group from China's coming here. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of Asians at it. And I think people will be scared to go there. And I was like, yo, that's racist. You can't just say because there's Asians somewhere. And maybe that's true. Also, that's the other part. Maybe this person's right. But like, you can't just say that because there's going to be a lot of Asians at something that people should be scared because they might get this coronavirus. That's crazy. There are more than a billion people in China.
China.
Let's see here. 1.386 billion people in China. So that's a USA plus 1 billion. It's a lot of that's a lot of people to just say like, "Well, they could have coronavirus." Now, look, there's other things that are being canceled. My wife pointed out that, like, the Chinese Grand Prix has been canceled because people are afraid to go there. And who knows what kind of information we're getting out of China. Great, I understand. But to say that, like, people are going to be afraid to go to something because Asian people are there, that's racist. Maybe I'm just being a little too... I don't want the coronavirus, okay? I don't want the flu. That's definitely not something that... Definitely not something that anyone wants to get. But like, how many people, I read a stat that you got to look it up, but like 8,000 people have died from the flu in America. And we have like 13 cases in the U.S. right now, like of the coronavirus. All right. It was sad this morning before I got Nerd Talk done, before everything happened. We learned about the passing of celebrated Hidden Figures mathematician Katherine Johnson. You remember the movie Hidden Figures, where the African-American women were doing a lot of the calculating, just like the physical, doing the math on a lot of these theories and stuff that the engineers and scientists had. They had to run in the numbers. That's what they did. They're excellent mathematicians. Well, she was the one that got, you know, in the movie, I don't know how much it's fictionalized or how close to the truth it is, but she got bumped up to the main room. And then eventually she was having to travel all the way across campus just to use a colored people, oh my God, bathroom? That's crazy. And eventually they had to like let her use the regular standard bathroom that everyone could use because she was such an asset. They were losing so much time with it. She helped really turn a page in American history. And she sadly passed away. 101 years. That's a long time to live. And it's a pretty good life, I think, to live that long, to make such a significant change in human history, for at least for North America. Great job. Sad. I'm sad by the idea that she's gone, but also, like, my grandmother lived to be 99 years old, and she was awesome. But at 99, she was ready. That was a long, long life that she lived. Outlived two husbands, a daughter. Man, rough stuff. She outlived the entirety of life of the Etch-A-Sketch.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Well, you'll finally be able to draw an actual circle using an Etch-A-Sketch. To celebrate their 60th anniversary, the iconic drawing toy will now have a third controller, a round device that circles the drawing area. Okay, I mean, cool, but just try to give this to any kid and see what happens. What is this? This isn't an iPad!
No, but look, it can draw a circle.
Yeah, but Snapchat can put filters on my face, you old weirdo.
Duh.
Your smart speaker is rad for playing 107.7 The End hands-free. But also, according to a new report from Northeastern University, smart speakers accidentally activate as many as 19 times a day, recording as much as, like, a minute's worth of audio each time.
Cool.
I mean, you're recording hours and hours of a toddler screaming at me that he doesn't want to go potty, so have fun with that, you weirdos. And finally, Flat Earth advocate and limousine stuntman Mad Mike Hughes took to the skies over the weekend in a homemade steam-powered rocket, only to have the parachute canister apparently get caught on launch and bring his flight to a sad, stunning crash in the California desert. You see, Mike wasn't satisfied with using mathematics to prove the Earth's roundness and wanted to do the testing himself. Riding in an airplane and seeing the curvature of the Earth wasn't enough. Though deceased, he does go to the grave with the Guinness World Record for jumping a stretch limousine more than 100 feet through the air. As my friend Sean points out, it's a pretty great thing to have on your headstone for some rando walking through the graveyard to see. Here lies Mad Mike Hughes, limousine stuntman. Mad Mike was 62 years old. Rest in peace.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Happy Monday to you. I'm out of here on Thursday, so this is a short week, and I'm loving it. No, wait, I can't do that. That's trademarked.
The end of the end of the show show. The end of the end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
The end of the show show. Thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.